Welcome. You've got podcast. The Kid Craddock in the Morning podcast is a condensed version of the show. Go to kidnation.com for more kid content.
Kid Craddock in the Morning.
Love letters. Love letters to Kelly.
Dear Kelly, you are the love expert.
I am.
I've been dating my boyfriend for 8 years. We were high school sweethearts, and so far, no ring. Ooh. At first, he was so romantic, and he was so cute, and I'm lucky if he even talks to me. We've been living together for 3 years, and have recently told him that I don't feel like we're in love anymore. Sure, he's then sweet for about half a day, and then he's back to normal. What should I do? I try being cute with him and all, but he just says I am too much. Katie.
Sounds like it's over, Katie. Sounds like the relationship's run its course. Guys will just do stuff to pacify you for a minute, and then he goes, you know, once you stop, you know, annoying him, then he goes back to what he was doing before. He doesn't sound like a bad guy. He just sounds like a bored guy.
Or.
And maybe he's just, you know, the flame has flickered out.
Or he may need a hall pass. Sometimes in a relationship.
Not a hall pass,
Al. You need to go out and just, I'm not saying you have to get with. Sometimes you have to go out and kind of go and just say, oh, look at that, holler, and see if you can holler at somebody and then come back and then you appreciate what you got.
Didn't work out for Owen Wilson in the movie.
And there's that. But, you know, it makes me sad when I go out to restaurants and I see people who've obviously, you know, I'm assuming they've been together a long time because they're older. Mm. Now, it could be a recent relationship. Older people do reconnect.
Yeah.
But you sit there and watch them and they don't speak.
Yeah.
They sit there and eat in silence.
Then you wonder, as a single person, is that what we have to look forward to?
Yeah.
Is that why I want to be with somebody so I can sit at dinner and not talk
but
to
them? It's like, this is just the way it is. And it sounds like you're already kind of settling for that, and you're not even married to him yet after 8 years. They're just dating, right?
They're just high school sweethearts.
High school yeah.
Maybe you just need to...
Maybe this isn't the one. Find somebody that you still want to talk to and laugh with and who wants to talk and laugh with you.
And sometimes it's okay if your high school sweethearts break up, go date other people. Mm-hmm. See what's going on in the world. Our video guy, Nick, did that in college with his high school sweetheart.
Yeah, they had an agreement.
And then they got back together and got married. So maybe that's something you might want to try out.
And then you'll figure out that talking is overrated.
Mm-hmm.
And you'll just rather be with him.
Sometimes we run out of stuff to say.
Yeah, we just don't know what
honestly,
to talk about.
Honestly, we just run out of stuff.
He had 8 years worth. Done.
Yeah, he's done.
It's not bad.
Yeah, he got to the end of the book. The book's over. He doesn't mean it's a bad book. The book's just over.
So I just hate seeing people settle because, well, I've been with him 8 years. And I'm not saying I haven't been there, done that. You know, when you get older, you just look back and say, you know.
Yeah.
Spark it up a little bit.
Hall pass.
Love letters. Love letters to Kelly.
Dear Kelly, you are the love expert.
I am.
This is just a little quickie. There's this guy that I met through a mutual friend. We've been hanging out a little bit. I really don't have feelings beyond friendship. I feel like I would have known by now if I did. But now he's officially asked me out on a date.
Mm.
How do I bring up my non-existent feelings? Do I wait until the date to talk about it? Or let him know beforehand. He's a nice dude. I just don't want to date him. By the way, we're both in our mid-20s. This is from Lulu.
Well, I mean...
Why do you have to go?
Here's the thing. Why can't... Well, I mean, why not just go?
Why not?
Enjoy the... If you like him, enjoy his company. And then maybe once he gets on the actual real date, he'll realize there is no spark there, and that might be the end of it. But why do you have to discuss feelings on a first date?
Ugh. That's too much.
Discussing feelings on a first date, that's what you should do, and he'll go run screaming the other way.
Yeah, that's the way. I mean, if you go on a date, it's not going well, but that takes kind of some... That takes some nerve to do that. I mean, I've done that before, like kind of be a bad version of myself because then it's like, I know he won't ask me out again.
You're sabotaging it.
Yeah. Yeah.
What do you see?
Look what you're closing yourself off to. You know, if you don't want to go and make up an excuse 3 or 4 times, and trust me, he'll stop asking. But, you know, I also have a friend. They're married now. And she and her husband are married now. And they went on the first date and she just was not interested. She's like, he is. Everything I like, he is not it. He is the exact opposite. I mean, like, he was a cattle farmer, and she is a non-meat eater for spiritual reasons.
Oh my God.
People should not be together.
Yeah.
And then she's like, but he's nice. So she gave him another chance. And they ended up getting married because, you know, she got past her first initial hang-ups. Oh, he's not what I want on paper.
The vegetarian married the farmer?
I'm telling you.
The cattle farmer?
I'm telling you.
It can happen.
Yeah.
Sometimes you got to peel back the layers.
You just got to, like, why, you know, but she's also in her
mid-20s.
So she's not in a, you know.
And that's what I'm the type that, like, I'll fall in love with a friend. So I always tell girlfriends when they're like, no, he's friend zone. It's like, well, if you enjoy hanging out all the time, right? Like, you're hanging out every weekend in a group of friends and he makes you laugh and maybe you haven't crossed the line yet, but he asks you out, it's like, maybe give it a chance, because I think girls think if I don't fall in love at first sight with the guy, which that's not always healthy either. You know,
yeah.
That's not that, because you don't know it.
Because when it flames, when you got a big flame up front, it's just as big of a fizzle.
Even
you know,
more.
At the end.
Yeah.
And it's worse. Yeah.
True that.
Because then when those initial feelings go away, you think, oh, well, it's over. I've lost it.
Right.
It's like, well, no, now you're just kind of growing up a little bit.
Love.
Oh, okay. Love letters. Love letters to Kelly.
Dear Kelly, you are the love expert. I come to you because about 2 years ago, my ex and I split up and we have a daughter together. I work full time and go to school part time. So my question is, how long is long enough to wait to be in a relationship for a single mom? I haven't even thought about dating until now. I'm 23. And I feel like I don't want to rush anything, but my mother keeps implying that I should start dating. I feel like I don't want to give a bad example to my daughter, so I don't want to be judged. So I don't know what to do. Should I just give up on the idea of dating or wait until I'm 30? Please help, Jessica.
Now, everybody has their own personal rules, and you feel like you're right and everybody else is wrong.
Mm-hmm.
But, you know, I can't, you're saying jump into a relationship. You're kind of putting the cart before the horse. You mm-hmm. have to even go to dinner first, right?
Right.
But, you know, my thinking is, you can date. Your kid doesn't have to know where you're going.
Right.
You don't have the man pick you up at the house.
Right.
You meet somewhere else. You don't introduce a man to your child until you're sure this is going to be a long-term relationship. And some people know a little
unless
quicker than others.
Daddy. Yeah.
Unless he's the daddy. Yeah. Yeah. You might want to introduce him earlier.
Then, yeah.
Some people are completely okay. Well, I need to know if my child's going to like him, so I introduce him on the first date. And then, you know, that doesn't work out. And so here comes the next one. And then you got this turnstile of men coming in and out of your kids' lives. Mm-hmm. That's a bad example.
That, yeah.
So I think you have to, if you're not ready to date, don't let anybody tell you.
Right.
But you're saying you're looking for a relationship. That's way different. So just date, go to dinner, enjoy yourself. Don't have them pick you up at the house. Your kid just has to know you're going out and meet somebody. How old's the kid?
Doesn't say how old the kid
is. They don't
have
any questions.
She's 23.
Oh, then it's a young child. The kid's not going to ask you that many questions. You can tell little white lies to your kid at that age.
I went out with my friend.
I'm going to the mall for a little bit. I'll be back later.
Just
and they'll be in bed, you know.
It was three little words. Mommy, be back.
Yeah. It was weird.
Be back in a little bit.
I had a friend who had a single mom, and she started dating a guy, but she brought him around and started saying, oh, this is Uncle Marty.
And then
that turned into a full-on relationship. So his stepdad was stepdad Uncle Marty.
Yeah, that's kind of creepy,
so
right?
Don't call him Uncle. That's my advice to you.
How about Uncle Stephen?
Love letters. Love letters to Kelly.
Dear Kelly, you are the love expert.
Mm-hmm.
I told myself I would stay pure until I found that someone special. And I had. Though I didn't wait for marriage, we had talked for months before and knew that we loved each other. Whatever. The problem was, well, not that they had been together for months, but they had talked about marriage. They'd been together for a while.
Okay.
The problem was, this tense issue is bothering me. I'm going to change it. The problem is that he's a drinker. Believe me, I know him better than his mother, and he honestly had every intention of quitting. But his moodiness from not drinking started causing a lot of fights. I'm a strong spirit. We're both stubborn, which made it difficult for us to avoid fighting. Don't get me wrong. I'm absolutely in love with him. I love how much we laugh together. I love just being around him. He's my best friend. But since we've been fighting so much, he says he really wants to take a break. And I get it. It hasn't been going well. The thing is, he wants to see other people, and I don't. He says he doesn't want to be in a relationship with me for now, but won't say if he ever will.
Here's what men need to understand about girls who are saving it, and you're finally going to be the one to get it. She is in love with you.
Forever.
And she is going, now she has given it to you, and you're the prize, and you're all she sees, and she loves you. That's the danger of being the first.
That's true.
Because, you know, little girls are taught to save it and save it for the one you love and you're going to be with the rest of your life. So she's got all these thoughts going in her head. And lucky you. So I think she's found herself in the position where now he's ready to move on. Mm-hmm. And she still has given herself to him completely. And, wow, he sounds like a... Why would you sign yourself up? I know you're in love and all that, but I would not volunteer to be with a guy who has addictions. Because that's a lifelong battle, and I know there are people who are able to conquer it, but as a mom, I would be terrified to date someone who has, you know, issues like that. Because I'd be afraid, when are they going to rear their head again?
And I feel like, and I'm a saver, so that's like a problem for me, is I feel like I'm kind of drawn to people that need it, but that's their first love. You know what I mean? Yeah. That's the problem. You never realize it. Like, you come second.
And if he's at, if he's telling you he wants to break up, let him go. Why would, you don't want to be with someone who's telling you, I want to break up, because he's just going to make you even more miserable. So let him go. It's that thing. If he's meant to come, what is it? If you love it, set it free. Yeah. If he doesn't come back, it was never meant to be. Something of that nature.
Yeah.
Let him go. You're young. Wow. You had your first experience.
You'll find somebody.
And you never think you're going to find it again.
Save it again, just like the guy on The Bachelor.
Yeah.
Born again virgin or whatever.
Be born again virgin, girl.
Yeah. Here, reverge.
How long does that last? Like 6 months and then you're reborn again?
Well, that's that addiction thing is just so hard because you want to give people a chance, you know, to be sober and have a good life. But, you know, you got to consider, man, that's a tough thing to sign up for.
Yeah, it is.
Anyway. Good luck.
All right. Good luck.
The Kid Nation app. Hear the show and watch it 24/7 on your iPhone or Android. Get it in the App Store right now. Kid Craddock in the morning.
So every day we have to make choices, especially if you're driving home from work or you're just walking along on the street. There, and there could be choices that could alter your life because you could be hurt or you could hurt somebody else. And something like that happened to me yesterday. So, and it's horrible. I'm going to say, I didn't even know if I wanted to talk about this because I felt that bad about it. I was driving back from the store. Mm-hmm. Beautiful day yesterday. Squirrels were out and about. I just found out that our TV show, Dish Nation, had been picked up for a third season. Mm-hmm. So I was on a high.
Yeah.
And about three blocks from my house, I noticed a squirrel chilling on the sidewalk.
Okay.
On the opposite side. So I'm on the right side, he's on the left, and I got my eye on this dude.
Because we know how you feel about squirrels, right?
Oh,
you have a passion.
Squirrels.
I love squirrels. I'm making sure little man doesn't try to run out in front of my car because squirrels are little daredevils.
They have death wishes. It's really shocking how many dead squirrels there are in the neighborhood because it's like, seriously?
Yeah.
Yeah. So then I see another car coming my way because it's a two-lane road.
Uh-oh.
And he's on the other side, and I'm thinking, this guy does not like squirrels as much as I like squirrels. He's not looking at this little guy that's on the sidewalk. He's gonna go.
What gives you the right to squirrel profile, dude?
How am I squirrel profiling?
You're profiling this guy. You're profiling him whether he's a squirrel lover like you are or not. You don't even know it.
I'm saying I just want to see if he cares
okay.
about the squirrels as much.
All right.
So I'm looking to the left, seeing this car approaching the squirrel, and as I'm getting closer, out of nowhere, from the right side, a squirrel darts out.
Uh-huh.
Right in front of my car.
Uh-oh.
And it was one of those where I had about 15 feet. I either swerve to the left and head on collision and hurt myself and that guy.
Yeah.
Or I go to the right and I jump the curve and I hit a tree.
Mm-hmm.
So I had to go forward.
Why couldn't you break?
It was right there. It was like 10 feet. I did break. But when I broke, I heard it. And it was one of the, I was like, oh.
Splat.
And yeah, it was like boom.
Yeah.
And so I just kind of kept driving because I didn't want to be on top of the squirrel because it was literally like boom, boom. And so I just keep looking and I look in the rearview mirror and he's right there. And so I'm like, oh. I did that one noise, you know, like, oh, no. Oh, no.
Yeah.
I have my hand over my mouth. I'm like about to cry. I'm like, oh, no.
Well, the squirrel's like, JC, it's me, dude.
I hit a possum before, mm-hmm. but that was at night. And I was like, well, that dude's an idiot.
It was a possum.
It was a possum.
Yeah.
I was like, that guy shouldn't be walking around at night with nothing reflecting the light off of him.
And he's black.
So I got out.
Possum.
I got out just to go make sure the squirrel was not suffering because I hit homeboy. And he wasn't. He was goner.
Well, that's good.
Then I realized, I'm like, well, I need to give this guy a proper burial. So I went to my trunk and I got a plastic bag. And I picked him up and I put him in a plastic bag.
You picked him up.
I used two plastic bags. Don't worry, Al.
Picked
they
up
have
the
street cleaners for that. That's what they do.
I know, Kelly, but I felt like I had to do this for him.
Oh.
I was gonna give him a proper burial. Mm-hmm. So I get home.
Okay.
And Kinsey's like, "What is in the bag?" And I said, "Well,
you took it to your woman."
That's like what
you brought home kill for your woman.
That's like what cats do. Like, they kill things and leave them on your doorstep.
Well, I tried to tell her. I was like, "I hit this squirrel. I committed involuntary squirrel slaughter, and I needed to bury him in our backyard
Wait
by our tree.
Wait a second. Are things that bad that you can't afford dinner?
No, I know you weren't eating
them. No, I'm not going to eat him.
Okay.
I was going to bury him next to the tree in my backyard.
I mean, that'd be the true like Native American way to handle it. Like, you use every bit of the squirrel.
So you own a shovel. You were going to make a shovel a squirrel grave.
And Kinsey said no.
She said no. Why not?
She said no because she said our dog would dig it up and then he would bring it into the house and then that we'd have a hole in the backyard and I'm not very well equipped to do that.
Yeah.
And we have kids. So I just went and got one of Kinsey's shoe boxes and I put the squirrel in the shoe box.
Oh, please tell me you buried a squirrel in a Louboutin box.
So I went out in the alley and I found a different tree and I buried the squirrel in the Louboutin shoe box.
Mm-hmm.
I had no idea Kinsey really wanted that box.
Yeah, yeah. I found that the first pair of designer shoes you ever get, you really like that box with the name on it.
But I think that's what the squirrel would have wanted.
Oh, you my think? Gosh.
So I named him Kanye. He's really into fashion.
Oh, you know, you gave me,
oh my gosh.
You've given me a great business idea, though.
What?
Squirrel mortician. There's always
a crack in the morning.
There's always a dead squirrel,
a
right?
squirrel funeral home.
Yeah.
How do I go from a high of touching my first squirrel to the lowest of the low of killing my first squirrel?
Wow. All within a week or 2 weeks.
And that got that dramatic of a break that day. I came in crying when I ran
over horrible
that.
When you hit
that
anything, was, any living
when,
thing.
I mean, I killed someone's cat.
Oh, that's, yeah.
And I was hysterical.
Yeah. That's how I felt, Jenna, the little squirrel. So please send your lovely messages to the squirrel on my Facebook page if you would like.
Oh, my gosh.
Now, more of Kid Craddock in the Morning. Here's another Christmas wish with Kid Craddock in the Morning.
It's time to do a Christmas wish, you guys.
Yay.
I love this.
So I would like to welcome Chrissy to the show.
Hello, Chrissy.
Hi.
What's up?
Is everything okay, Chrissy?
Yeah, are you wrestling phones or something?
No, I'm wrestling paper.
Oh, okay. Yeah, it works.
She's a working woman, JC.
Yes. And a very good friend, it appears.
Yeah, Chrissy, we just got your letter, and we want to see if we can help you fulfill a Christmas wish for your husband's brother and his family.
Oh, that would be so awesome.
Yeah, you wrote us about Tony, that's your husband's brother, and his wife, Samantha, right?
Yes, ma'am.
Why don't you tell us a little bit about their situation?
Well, he got a diabetic ulcer on the bottom of his foot, which got infected, and he ended up having a toe and part of his foot removed.
Wow.
So he was off work for quite a while. And so that put him in financial stress because he's on commission. And then Samantha, just a few weeks ago, ended up in the hospital with a blockage in one of her arteries and had to have a stent put in. And so she was off work for a few weeks. And then he had to take over custody of two of his grandbabies. Because mama's not really there.
In addition to that, they have four children who live at home with them. So now they've got six kids in the house.
Wow.
And as you said in your letter, Tony and Samantha are the kind of people who won't ask for help, but they help anyone who's in need whenever they can with whatever they can give and sometimes more.
We actually have Samantha on the phone right now. Hi, Samantha.
Oh, everybody.
Good morning.
Hi.
Now, Samantha, Chrissy wrote us a letter about you and your husband, Tony, and how you've had a little bit of a difficult time lately, and maybe Christmas wasn't looking so bright for you and your family.
That's been a rough summer, and we're both feeling better, if that helps any.
Yeah.
That's good.
Yeah, and she told us how you've had to take custody of two grandchildren. How has that affected the home life?
Mm-hmm. Well, you know, they're living with us, and they're just adorable.
Yeah.
I wouldn't have it any other way.
Yeah.
I don't know what to say. I listen to you guys every year, and I bawl all the way to work when y'all do things like this. I'd be the one on the phone.
Well, that's okay. What are all the kids asking for Christmas this year?
Oh, gosh.
What are our ages?
The kids that live at home with me, I have a 16-year-old, a 13-year-old, I have a 7-year-old, 6-year-old, and then my two granddaughters are 1 and 2.
Wow.
Whole house.
Whole range.
Literally.
Babies to teenagers.
Yeah. Yeah, exactly.
God bless you, woman.
Yeah, I guess so.
Yeah, we might have to help you with a little bit of those shopping needs.
Yeah.
What if we sent you over to Toys R Us with a little gift card and let you just shop till you drop over there?
Holy cow. Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, that would work.
I guess I never expected to be on this end.
Yeah. And we might throw in a little cash, so maybe you can spring for a really nice Christmas dinner for the family.
That's a lot of people to
feed.
Yeah,
it is.
Yeah, at Thanksgiving, we had 30 of us.
Oh, my gosh.
Wow.
Jeez.
It's just immediate family.
Well, that might break our Christmas fund budget for 30. Maybe you can invite a few less people for Christmas.
Yeah, let's keep it around like 12 people is good.
Maybe some TV dinners in there for Christmas.
TV dinner sounds great.
Your sister-in-law wrote a lovely letter, but she basically said exactly what she said in the letter. Mm-hmm. And, you know, she just your family does sound so deserving. You've done such a wonderful thing taking in your grandchildren.
Yep.
And she said, you know, that you're the kind of people who don't ask for help for yourself, but you help others whenever they ask, giving more than you sometimes have to give. So we think it's your turn to receive, and that's why we're granting you this Christmas wish.
Oh, that is so sweet.
We wish you the best holiday season, and hopefully this helps a little bit, okay?
Thank you very much. You guys have a great Christmas.
Christmas wishes really do come true with Kid Craddock in the Morning.
I just love you. I love you too, sweetie. You guys deserve it so much. You guys help out everybody else. You guys never end up on the receiving end. So I wanted to do something nice.
Well, we have such a good friend like you, though, girlfriend. You and Stephen Ross.
Well, you guys gave me Stephen, so I wanted to give you guys something.
Aww.
It's beginning to look a lot like Christmas. Everywhere you go. Take a look at the 5 and 10. It's glistening once again with candy canes and silver lanes that glow. It's beginning to look a lot like Christmas. Toys in every store, but the prettiest sight to see is the holly that will be on your own front door. A pair of hop-along boots and a pistol that shoots is the wish of Barney and Ben. Dolls that'll talk and we'll go for a walk is the hope of Janice and Jen. And Mom and Dad can hardly wait for school to start again. It's beginning to look a lot like Christmas. Everywhere you go, there's a tree in the Grand Hotel, one in the park as well. It's the sturdy kind that doesn't mind the snow. It's beginning to look a lot like Christmas. Soon the bells will start, and the thing that'll make them ring is the carol that you sing right within your heart. It's beginning to look a lot like Christmas. Toys in every store, but the prettiest sight to see is the holly that will be on your own front door. Sure, it's Christmas once a more.
Happy holidays. Kid Craddock in the Morning.
The most popular baby names of 2013 have come out.
All right. Kason and Chloe at the top of the list.
Oh, we'll get to that, Al. BabyCenter.com analyzed the names of 550,000 babies registered on their site this year.
Okay.
So the most popular names for 2013. We'll go with the boys first.
All right.
Jack came in at number 10.
Jack. Never let go, Jack.
Jacob.
Okay.
9. Ethan, still holding on strong. 8. Jaden.
Mm-hmm.
Mason. Noah. Lucas. Liam, Aiden,
Liam,
and the most popular name for boys was Jackson.
Okay. Jack.
Jackson. I don't know where that came from. And,
you know, just people like it. They hear it. Mm-hmm. They repeat it. I don't know. I know a lot of Jacksons right now.
I do, too.
And I'd like to say that I probably helped out with the girl names.
Uh-oh. Here we go.
Here's the top 10 girl names. Chloe at number 10.
All right.
About it.
That's all you need to know. It's Chloe with a C, by the way. Emily, Zoe, Lily, Ava,
mm-hmm.
Mia, Isabella, Olivia, Emma made it, mm-hmm. Kelly Raspberry,
yeah.
And Sophia was the most popular baby girl name for 2013.
I like that name a lot.
I think it's because of the Disney show.
Well, it's not, yeah, that's what I was, when you're, especially with the girls' names that you're reading off.
Yeah.
Lots of celebrities. You know, Olivia was popular last year, too. Lots yeah. of when celebrities have those names.
Khloe Kardashian.
Yeah, the name George was up 37%, but not on the dude's side. On the girl's side.
Huh?
Yeah.
What?
They're naming girls
They're
George?
Naming girls George, Al.
No, they are not.
There is a George girl.
There's not a girl named George.
I don't know how I feel about that one.
I like some guy names.
Are they calling Georgia?
Like Ryan or...
Georgia?
I mean, Dylan was going to be my name yeah. when I was a boy, and I...
Yeah. You just isn't used to it. If it became a girl's name, you would get used to it.
But like when it's Jesse. Jesse has the girl spelling and the boy spelling.
Or Sean.
Or Sean.
Sean.
They
yeah.
have the boy and
Peyton.
Girl spelling.
Peyton.
How do you spell George so that you know it's a girl? You can't. George.
With a J?
Hey, Mom, I want you to meet my girlfriend, George.
Georgia. Wow. I don't know.
Georgia's a cool name.
When I was a little girl, I was a little girl, so my grandmother's name was Emma. And I would tell people, I want to name my daughter Emma after, you know, my grandmother who passed away. They're like, Emma's an old name. Old. Why would you name after an old lady? But now it's so common,
old
and it's
new.
The same thing with men's names for girls.
Yeah.
Just, your ear gets used to hearing it, and it's not bad anymore.
Like, I don't meet a lot of babies named Betty.
No.
But it could make a comeback.
It
you
might.
Never know.
You just need a character in a movie or a TV show to help you out with that.
Well, it's funny you say that, because you know what a big trend for this year is?
What?
Naming your baby after drug dealers.
Say what?
Yes.
What?
So, you know, there's been a lot of the most popular shows on TV are crime and, you know, murderers,
yeah.
drug dealers, Breaking Bad, most importantly. And a lot of people are taking some of the names from Breaking Bad and naming their babies. They're so inspired by it. They say the name Skyler, that's who played Walt's wife on the show,
mm-hmm.
that name has increased in popularity by 70%.
But everybody hates Skyler.
I know. She
but
was unlikable.
But you can love the name.
I like the name, but...
Like, I've loved a name and met someone who I can't stand, and that name is ruined for me.
Yeah, that's how it is with Skyler. I'm always going to think of Walt's wife.
Jesse has gone up, obviously, because of Jesse Pinkman. They say Homeland has inspired a lot of baby names. You got Carrie, Brody, and Dana, who's the daughter on the show.
Yeah.
All of those names have increased in popularity as well.
How about on reality TV or music? Kanye was up 40%. People are naming
really?
Their kid Kanye.
No.
People, stop. Don't do that. Wow. West was up 22% as a first name.
Is it West or Wes?
West.
It's with a T.
West okay. with
right.
a T.
All right.
Kim was up 12%. But apparently nobody else is naming their kid North. BabyCenter.com did not find a single North in their database.
Okay.
But it's so weird, right after that they did that, somebody at an award show thanked somebody and said, but you are my North. That's what somebody at an award show did. And I said, now I guess that's going to become trendy, but not.
In my North.
No, literally like North
no Blue
Star.
Ivy.
Star
yeah,
right?
That's what they're saying. It's the
yeah.
ultimate peak.
Okay, well,
you know?
I'm calling dibs right now, even though there's no baby in my future.
Mm-hmm.
I'm calling dibs on Heisenberg.
On Heisenberg?
Yes.
Okay.
No argument here.
I kind of want that one, though.
No, that's
if I have a boy.
That is mine, and I probably, if I even have a child, it won't be for, I would guesstimate, 5 years, maybe longer. I don't see that in my near future, but I got Heisenberg.
You can have that.
Mm-hmm.
You can call him Heisey for short, or is that strictly male? Look at me. Could it be your daughter's name?
Heisenberg? That's a girl name.
Heisey.
Heiseyberg.
I wonder if me and Dr. Girlfriend did go down that road. Would she want like a Cuban name?
Have you already started discussing baby names?
No, we haven't. This is coming from me to you. Not this has not come up in any conversation.
Well,
that we've had.
The only Cuban name you know is Ricky Ricardo.
Or
what are you going to do?
Pitbull.
I mean, what are you going to do?
Either got Ricky Ricardo or Pitbull. Which
Ricky
one do you want?
Now, more of Kid Craddock in the Morning. Now.
Our week of celebrity interviews continues.
Yeah.
tomorrow it's going to be Kelly Raspberry and Robin Thicke. Here's a little clip from that.
I'm so excited, Robin Thicke.
Kelly Raspberry. Hi, Kelly Raspberry.
I've been following you since you were just Thicke.
Yes.
So you're 36?
Yes, ma'am.
Oh, we're telling our ages.
Well, it's on Google.
Well, you can Google me, but it's a lie.
You can hear the rest of that love connection tomorrow. But today, we have Enrique Iglesias.
My boy.
No connection for me and Big Al on this one.
Kelly and Al were busy making announcements on stage.
I never saw the man.
Oh, I
never saw him on stage or off stage, because wherever he was, I wasn't.
I saw him like the whole time. And when he got off stage, Jenna and I were actually about to make an announcement. And he was coming off stage, saw us, came directly towards us, and was cool enough to give me a high five.
Nice.
And Jenna a hug and stuff.
You might have seen him, Kelly.
He just knows. I mean, that's why he's been, you know, so like sought after by women for so long, because he's so engaging.
He's charming.
And backstage, he just looked like another dude. He wasn't like in concert.
He wears like a hoodie and a hat all the time.
Yeah.
That's his look.
Yeah. So, you know, you may have seen
him. Look at you trying to be all Enrique today.
Look at me with my hoodie and my hat on. But I'm just saying, if you've been from the back of the side, you may not have even recognized. You may have been looking right next to him, you know, sitting right next to him.
Oh, my wife's in love with him. Without further ado, here is our interview with Enrique Iglesias backstage.
I'm talking to my boy.
Here we go.
We are sitting on the couch with one of the sexiest men alive, said by other magazines.
Said by what magazine?
A lot of magazines.
Horse and Hound?
Yeah, one of them. Enrique Iglesias. No.
And quoting romance movies.
Look
at that. I know exactly what you're doing with a Notting Hill reference.
That's how I'm a dude. ¿Quieres hacer esta entrevista en español?
Vamos a hacer la entrevista en español.
Porque
dímelo.
Acabas de hacer los Latin Grammys.
I did. I just did the Latin Grammys, and I just did a shoot there with, you know, pictures for the Jingle Ball, and I had my fly open, and I had to call it out. I could feel it.
You took
you know
picture?
That picture's going to come out somewhere.
Dude.
I went straight from the bathroom to the shoot, and I completely
Don't you have a fly watcher?
I know.
Don't you pay someone? No, I mean, you know what? That's my new job. If I get fired from this one, I'm going to be a Hollywood fly watcher.
Enrique, I was just talking about this like 2 months ago. Jenna can back me up. I am so mad at girls at the office because I've been walking around with my fly down for like 2 days, and nobody even looked down there to let me know.
Well, you're not
they
Enrique.
Looked.
They no, they didn't
looked.
Look because they would
they
tell me.
They probably just didn't want to tell you. They're like, man, he looks good with his fly down.
I think that's what he thinks, though, is you think girls are always looking at your crotch. I don't think that's the most attractive part of the male body to
us. I thought girls always looked at the crotch.
I thought so, too, but they don't.
They don't?
At least not mine.
Oh.
Maybe
well,
yours.
Not, yeah, mine. Mine
you live
either,
a different life than
I'm
I do,
kidding,
my friend.
By the way. You speak good Spanish.
Soy de Mexico.
Eres mexicano.
So.
No, he's been practicing
no,
this.
Soy
he
de
got
Mexico.
That Rosetta Stone, and he's been practicing this forever.
What's that? My tattoo, Enrique. Hecho en México.
Tattoo,
hecho en México. See, that's how you know.
The thing is, a lot of people don't realize that Mexicans come in all different colors.
Yeah.
You know? And there's always this stereotype. And todos, I mean, los Latinos, como tú sabes, todos los Hispanos, we're all so different. And we're all come in different colors.
Right, exactly.
Look at me. I'm more brown. You're more white.
Yeah, how do you get this color?
How do you get this color?
live in Miami?
Yeah, exactly. Well, no, speaking of Miami, you read...
Yo soy más moreno.
What is
it? No, I'm darker than you. Way darker
no,
than you.
No, mira que estoy
yeah.
And remember, I'm... Yeah, come on. And remember, I'm mixed also. I'm like Hispanic with Filipino.
Yeah, you made some shirts for the Philippines.
I did. I'm glad you noticed that.
I got your back, bro. I touched your
leg. Yeah, your mom's Filipino, right? Now, did you just... You just bought this ridiculous house or built in Miami.
That's not my house.
Right? That's not your house? That's
no,
just
the record
story
company
I read?
Actually is paying for that.
Oh, I see. So the record company studio.
So party and ruin
so
it.
How do you celebrate the holidays? I mean, is that the kind of house that you have, like, 10 trees?
What I do is I go to Hooters Christmas with my friends, and we just eat some wings.
Mm-hmm.
Now, I'm gonna dispel a rumor here on Kid Craddock in the Morning. Mm. Because there's a show member on our show that's not here right now, but he claims to be friends with you and to have actually called you and to be friends with you.
Mm-hmm.
We are talking about Big Al Mack.
Yes, and that is true.
You're friends.
I am, because I met him with Kid, you know, before
yeah, yeah,
he passed away.
Yeah. Well, I met you with Kid, too, and you don't return.
Yeah.
Oh, I'm sorry. I did. Didn't you? No.
I called you. I was like, Enrique, ¿qué estás haciendo?
Nothing.
En serio, de verdad. I'm promise. Te lo juro, me suelo acordar. I'm sorry that I did. We really met with Kid.
Yeah.
Oh, we did.
Yeah, we did.
Oh,
sorry, you met my wife.
No, I didn't.
How do you think I feel?
He
right
has
there.
No recollection whatsoever.
But I guarantee you he remembers Kelly Raspberry, and I know he remembered me because I just said it.
I was there when you got the, I was there when you got the phone number, and I got his photo.
You even have the Latino edge. I mean, half of this interview, I'm sitting there so frustrated because I ask a question, and then he doesn't want to answer it, and then they just start talking in Spanish to each other.
He's really good at being coy with the answers.
I'm like, oh, man, I don't even know what you guys are saying right now.
I feel so validated now.
I feel so forgotten. Here we go. Yeah.
Oh, we did?
Yeah, we did.
I'm sorry.
You hit on my wife.
No, I didn't.
My wife hit on you.
Every girl says it. I think Enrique hit on me. Yeah, that's just his thing.
I would never disrespect anybody like that.
No, I brought her in.
You know? Because if I was with my girl and somebody hit on her in front of me, I'd be pretty, pretty pissed off.
I would let you do it.
You would?
I would let.
Okay, where is she?
She's sitting, she's sitting in the front row waiting for you to perform. That's what she's doing.
With her kids.
Now, since Al's not here and you guys are friends, we do a thing called Undie Check.
Yeah, how come he's not here?
He's drinking.
He's up on stage.
Robin Thicke.
Yeah.
But we do Undie Check, which is where we find out if we are Undie twins. So if you would do a little glimpse to the camera and let me know what kind of undies we're wearing.
I feel like I just came to like a gay strip club for the night and I'm just sitting here.
Oh!
Dude.
What?
We're twins!
Oh my gosh.
Oh, really?
Enrique and I are Undie twins.
Wow.
How do you, say Undie twins in Spanish?
Gemelos.
Gemelos de chones.
Gemelos de chones?
Gemelos de chones.
Porque de chores. I didn't know gemelos lechones.
No, no, de lechones, no.
No.
Jenna, what do we say?
Camelo de chones.
Camelos.
But tell us about the shirt you made for the Philippines.
So obviously after the whole typhoon thing, my grandmother lives in the Philippines. She was there while this was going on, and it's been very close to my heart. And we figured out what could we do now thanks to the internet. We said, okay, let's get proactive as fast as possible. So I came up with a shirt. I'm not the best when it comes down to clothing, as you can tell. And people can go on EnriqueIglesias.com and they can buy the shirt, and all the proceeds go to the victims and to the families.
Enrique Iglesias, thank you so much for being with us.
Thank you.
Will you finally answer my calls now that I call us as we're friends?
Well, and I promise you next time I'm going to remember you.
Thank you.
I doubt it.
So what was the underwear of the day? I couldn't really see on the video.
We were sporting the Calvin Klein collection.
White
Calvin Klein.
Okay, well, Undie Check right now. What you got? What you got, dog? Oh, no!
No way.
Dog!
Your Majesty.
But JC gets so excited, he gets giddy.
You get way excited. I just want a high five. That's all I want.
Because, Kelly, we don't plan this. When you don't plan something, we have tons of underwear, and you wear the same one, same color even today?
Same color, yeah. So, you know.
Whoa.
Is your mind blown?
My mind was blown.
As long as that's the only thing. I'm kind of embarrassed to admit that I think about what underwear JC is going to be wearing when I put on my underwear in the morning.
Oh, yeah. Y'all are creepy.
And now we can think about Enrique,
kind of
too.
I would never say that around dudes, but since it's just girls in the room, I'll say it.
Al.
Yeah.
Enrique is in our undie club, so there's that.
You're listening to the Kid Craddock in the Morning podcast.
A condensed version of the show.
Kid Craddock in the Morning.